Governor Dinay Jog-Chagur said he was shocked by what he described as a, quote, inhuman, brutal and cowardly act. He directed all security agencies in Bor Town, including the Army, the Police and the National Security Service, to quickly track down any suspects behind the killings.
Youths from Bor County organized themselves and went into a rampage, killing innocent people that reside here in Bor Town. We're here as the government of Jonglei State condemning it. And as we speak right now, as governor of Jonglei State, I have given all the orders to all our security organ to bring those who are involved in killing innocent people who are living in Bor Town, living with us. These are our brothers and sisters. They should not be killed because of some criminals that comes and kill people.
Dinay says the attackers killed 7 unarmed people from Pibor who are residents of Bor Town. Chagur says that same day, at least 2 men from Bor riding a motorcycle were ambushed and murdered in Anyidi Payam. The killers are suspected of being from Pibor administrative area. Chagur sent condolences to the families of the deceased, promising swift punishment of those who involved in the murders of their loved ones.
Anybody who is suspected, anybody who have given communication, anybody who have said something about this, whether they're a politician, they're young, they're old, anybody who is involved must be brought to justice. And we are doing it swiftly. We are not making any compromise. This is something that should not repeat itself. It happened before, and these people who thought that they can do it again, they will know that they cannot do it again.
Chagur says he is committed to implementing a recent agreement signed between the communities in Jonglei and the greater Pibor administrative area. However, Chagur urges the authorities in Pibor to make sure revenge killings don't take place in the area and to investigate and apprehend those who killed 2 people in Bor County on Friday. Lokalia Mayor, the Chief Administrator for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, welcomes Chagur's push to trace and arrest the suspects of Friday's killings. Amaya says while he's disappointed by the recent incident in Bor Town, he is still committed to peace.
What happened in Bor, it happened 3 times now before 2007. They killed people in hospital, like that in the town. And again, there were traitors, 2012 was it? Yeah, 12, and 11, 12, they killed 2 traitors there. And then again, now it happened in the town all the way like that. But what I see, seeing is not that right. And we have to commit ourselves for the peace, especially the place where the government, we cannot use, they cannot do that.
Amaya says he is putting in place security measures to ensure no revenge attack occurs in the Pibor area.
I control it. They cannot do revenge in Pibor, in Kuburuk, Kwangule, in all my order, all my counties. It should not used to be happen. Now in my area, in the one is the chief of MI, the one from Jongule, from close to Inyidi, that what we call Makwach, is from Makwach, the corner of the MI now in Greater Pibor.
Amaya, Chagur and other officials met in Bor recently, where they reiterated their commitment to an agreement that aims to foster peace and security among their communities. The agreement includes improving working relations and implementing resolutions such as the return of abductees and compensation to family members of those who have been killed. For VOA News, I am Deng Guiding in Bor.